Welcome back to More Than Friends. I'm Diane, your host, and this episode is the second part of my interview with Martina and Emma, where we get a full play-by-play of their engagement and we talk more about the importance of self-acceptance. Happy listening. Mela, I wanted to ask you guys how you actually feel about the word lesbian, because you mentioned it earlier, and there is that perception that it's a dirty word. Kind of, I've heard people say this, you know, and I think that we all kind of have these when a word is used in,
I don't feel it is a dirty word, but it's not cool to say. I think the feeling that there is today, saying gay is cooler than saying lesbian. In fact, we don't really use the word lesbian for some reason. Don't ask me why, but I think it's the cool. It is a little bit like everything else. The perception of certain words and certain trends, when it's cool to say something, or maybe it sounds a little bit more accepting. I mean, maybe saying gay, being gay is a little bit more, I feel...
Shorter, at least, to say.
I think
not two syllables.
Exactly. I think it's shorter. In fact, when I said it, I mentioned, I think, the word earlier on. I think I even said it with some sort of, not accent, but I said like lesbian, just because I feel so uncomfortable saying it.
But this bothers me for some reason. Eh? It bothers me. Why can't we say it? Obviously, lesbian represents two girls, gay represents two men. So it bothers me to know that we feel it is not, we don't feel really comfortable to use the word lesbian rather than gay. Again, being a man, I have this thing. Being a man, you're always a little bit more privileged in society, being a man, even in the gay world. I believe men have it a little bit easier. They're a little bit more advanced when it comes to...
In terms of representation, I see what you mean, because when we were younger, there was Will and Grace, and I think there was Queer as Folk, and it was, there was more representation in the media.
Gay men. In the
gay
media.
Men, exactly. And
until
so,
Ellen DeGeneres then, thankfully, yes, came out.
But even then, I mean, just recently, a few weeks ago, Rebel Wilson came out on her Instagram.
Yes.
But it turns out that she only did it because there was a magazine in Australia that threatened to out her.
That's
so
terrible.
Even then, it's like this representation in the media of gay people is limited, because there is this distance between who you are and who you're ready to be in the public eye, you know. So the fact that you guys are doing that, you've made strides locally for everyone in that sense.
That's amazing to hear something like that. Obviously, I mean, I feel, we're really lucky.
Definitely lucky. I mean, we've always gotten a lot of support, kind of nice comments, nice messages. I was totally, I'm going to be honest, for me, it was a total shocker that, you know, in the very beginning, I remember, I think maybe every week or every few weeks, I'd ask Tina, like, did you get any, you know, homophobic comments on like the Vibe chat or whatever yet? And every time she'd keep saying like, no, I haven't.
But I think, because we did, there were a few times and moments that there was either some negative comments or negative experiences, but we were just saying this until a few days ago. I don't think we ever focused on the negative. It happened, and probably we just forgot it, because even if we try trying to remember a certain experience, we can't really pinpoint any negative feedback we got for being together, for being out, for being gay, for being lesbian. So I think that is a really important thing, even though, I mean, it's not only about being gay or being lesbian. I mean, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, there's going to be criticism. People are going to always comment about something you're doing. So there's this judging around us. Just don't focus on it. Like, let it happen and just try as much as you can, because I'm not saying it's easy, but as much as you can, just put it behind you and focus on the positive, because that is what myself and Emma did. And the amount of, you know, times we just look back at the comments that we received when we got engaged to each other, and we see the love of our friends, how accepting they are, how loving they are, and you just literally put your mind onto the positive things. I think it's the only way that you can move forward and fight all the negative negativity that is around us in society, and maybe things will hopefully change faster, and people will feel a little bit more comfortable of being who they truly are. This is what I think.
But that's what it boils down to. I mean, being happy with yourself and kind of accepting yourself, because when you do that, believe me, the judgments or the comments, I mean, sometimes, you know, you'd be out and someone would say, example, maybe, are you seeing that table? Look at us a bit. I don't even notice, to be honest, anymore. I'm so kind of confident with who I am, with my relationship, with I'm happy where I am in my life. Kind of, I have super support. That anything else is literally noise for me, and these comments or looks or whatever that other people say for me, it's like I don't even see them around me, to be very fair.
That's true. And so how is it for you being on the other side of the media personality and having your life broadcast a little bit?
Interesting. So from at least from a coming out perspective, let's say I had come out a while before my relationship with Tina. So to be honest, in the beginning, I was really like excited and encouraging her, like, yes, come on, let's see, you know, please like come out on air. Because obviously I wanted people just to see our happiness and our love together and these kind of things. So I was kind of like, you know, pushing and supporting her at the same time to actually do it. Then it happened. And I'm like, whoa. So it wasn't about the coming out, because as I said, you know, I was already out. It's more the constant, like, everyday comments that I get from friends, family, colleagues, like messaging me or calling me saying, because you went there this weekend, or listen, I didn't know your pet peeve was X, or like someone telling me, congratulations, or I don't know, like, congratulations on your engagement. So it was, I mean, it was very new. I didn't perceive it. I didn't think anything of it before, but when these comments started happening, you know, it is something which was super new for me. I am very funny. So I think I contradict myself, because I am an open book to my friends or my family, people I choose to be an open book to. But then when it comes to social media, I have to be very honest, it's not my cup of tea at all, social media. Having said that, I think the fact that Martina is in the public eye has really helped me even more, you know, come out and be more confident in myself. Because at the same time, one, she's like doing my job, so anyone who didn't know, she's just telling them all, like the ones who listen in. So that's really good. Exactly. So I don't need to go through it myself. So I get like people coming up and saying, I didn't know you were with Martina. Like, so she's doing kind of my work for me. But no, it has. I mean, this the, you know, it's fine, I'm getting used to it. It's just for me, I do tend to like my private life as well. So sometimes, you know, it's just a bit of a finding the right balance and kind of like, you know, finding the balance between kind of feeding into it and the balance between like stepping back kind of thing.
And I think you're on board with it because you guys are getting married. So
yes, just happened.
There's no end in sight.
A few months ago.
Your big time prank.
Yes, Martina, tell us how it all happened.
This is obviously one of my favorite moments of how it all happened. So yes, 2 years ago, Nasip, it was, we were stuck in this big, big traffic jam. Literally, there was this marathon happening. So we literally were 20 meters away from home. We're stuck. We couldn't drive home. It was just a little bit, very big traffic jam, stuck in the car under the tunnel, I remember. And we're moving maybe 1 millimeter every 15 minutes. So it was bad. We're really like bored. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put up a photo of me and you on social media. And I'm going to ask everyone, I'm going to ask everyone like who should propose between me and Emma. Because we were always constantly for like 3 years or 4 years before that saying, no, you propose, no, you propose, you propose. And then I said, okay, so let's just ask our followers or whatever, anyone on social media.
Who won?
to, and for some reason, everyone's like, you. So Martina should propose. And there was, I had to accept the fact.
Obviously.
that Emma was extremely happy, obviously, that I was the one that had to propose. So that made sort of was the moment where I realized, okay, I have to do this whole proposal thing. And Emma obviously was just waiting. I was obviously really nervous. I said, how am I going to do this? There's a lot of pressure when it comes to the person who needs to propose. Now I can understand what men go through when it comes to proposing to your partner. Not only men, obviously, even anyone. And so then I thought, obviously, anyone who knows me knows that I love sort of pranking and joking. Like, I just don't take life seriously. I prefer Ansi trying to laugh about everything and anything.
To make herself
laugh. No, but
it's important.
Important.
But when I tell her, I'm not finding it funny, she's like, I do it so I laugh.
It's just for me. So I thought, what better day to propose an April Fool? So April Fool was coming up.
Totally, yeah.
It was just wait.
Panic. What am I going to do? Thankfully, it was a really sweet moment. Just, I think it was a few months before. My mother, we were at home with my mother, and my mother showed me this ring. And Emma was like, wow, I really like it, this ring in summer. And the next day, my mother phoned me and told me, Teen, I want you to give this ring to Emma. Really sweet, I know. It was a really like, sort of, she was giving me her blessing and telling me, listen, propose, I want you to give this ring, sort of, let, I want Emma to be part of our family. It was a really nice moment. I remember just, what I was speechless when mommy told me that. So that the ring was sorted. So the ring was sorted, obviously got it cleaned, went to the jeweler and wanted to make it all sparkly and shiny. April Fool was coming up. And sorry, I'm laughing, but the day
you're feeling bad.
No, not actually. The day before we went out. So the next day, this was 31st March. So the next day, we're obviously tired, a little bit hungover. So we're literally sleeping, and then I'm like, oh no, she's not going to want to get out to go to dinner tonight that same day, because we planned on that day we'd go out for dinner. And I was really worried because she spent her time in bed. I got up and so I was messaging a friend and saying, I don't think she's going to get up. So I had told my friend about this whole plan I had. And I said, okay, let me just start fake proposing because it's April Fool. So I'd go next to her. She was still in bed. I'd go down on one knee, put my hands behind my back and tell her, M, would you marry me? And then she obviously, the first time she looked at me like, tipo, you're not going to do it now. I'm in bed and I'm all like sleepy and tired. And then I obviously showed my hands and I told her, April Fool. And she was like a little bit disappointed. But I knew that I was going to actually. So I was feeling bad, but at the same time feeling excited because I knew in a few hours time the real proposal was coming up. And so then I did it a second time.
How
and a third and the fourth. Every time filming myself.
And it's all on social.
It's all on social media. And she was getting annoyed. Obviously more and more annoyed every time I did it, and I was finding it hilarious and entertaining myself even more until she finally said, yes, yeah, let's go out for dinner. And I said, this is gonna work, this is it. We arrived at the restaurant
and she went to the bathroom for like half an hour. She was so nervous.
Aww.
And left me there.
What was going on in the bathroom, Martina?
What was going on? What do you think?
Her tummy was rumbling.
Oh my god, I was so nervous. Thankfully there weren't many people in this restaurant. That was
nothing.
That was an amazing thing. It's like,
no,
I planned and booked the whole restaurant to ourselves. And the moment came where, without thinking, I just remember telling myself, just do it. And I said, okay, sort of put my hand in my bag, fetched the little box with the ring out, put it behind my back. I told her, Em, this is it. This is really it. Will you marry me? And then I showed her the box and she opened it. She wasn't believing.
So at first, obviously, I didn't think, although I saw first when I saw the box, I thought I was going to open it and there'll be a plate with like April Fools, and I was already ready, I think, holding the plate to like bash it on her head.
It's a very good idea, actually.
Great idea. But then still, when I opened the box, then she told me like, amazing, beautiful, like it was her, you know, her mother's ring, and her mother gave it to her to give it to me. But imagine, I was going to message kind of my WhatsApp family chat, and I was still telling her, are you sure I'm going to press send? Because if you tell me after that it's April Fool's.
She was still like...
I said, I'm going to look really stupid, like I don't feel like, after telling my family, like... And then she's like, no, tell them. Then obviously the next day it went all over social media and many social media platforms. This video of me in my pajamas and everyone telling me like, great sport, lying in your bed in your pajamas. Although I didn't have much choice. But no, to be honest, I kept kind of going back to these articles. They were articles, they were videos to these different platforms just to see, because I was curious to see if there were any homophobic comments kind of thing. So I think I went through like, I don't know, I mean, loads, hundreds of like comments on these different platforms. And literally, as in from what I had seen, okay, I didn't check it for like a whole week, but from what I had seen, there wasn't one, even one. Like the most comment, and it's not even homophobic, just funny, was kind of a guy saying, I thought Martina was with that guy from radio, like, probably he was meaning JD. But, you know, there weren't any actual homophobic comments, which was quite amazing. I mean, you know, it's out there on different platforms. And it's really, I mean, it was a pleasant surprise. And I actually feel bad saying it was a surprise, but it really was a big, nice kind of surprise for me.
Do you think it's maybe because as much as people have their own judgments and criticisms and whatever, the fact that it's a showing of love and it's good news for both of you and it's obviously an expression of your love together, that maybe they're more accepting because it's not this perverse thing where it's like, oh, lesbians, it's two people in love.
Yes.
And they're doing what everybody else does.
No, I mean, it can totally be. It's just, I feel like, you know, lately on social media, on any kind of platform, you know, people are so ready behind the screen to get out there and kind of like, you know, lay down on someone and pass their judgments and criticism and all this, that I still can't understand. Like, I don't know if you might think of it. I still can't understand how there wasn't one comment. Like, I'm still sure they would have, if they talked.
Maybe they did behind our backs, or maybe it wasn't public, but in a way it's a good thing. I mean, maybe we're
amazing.
Really showing how okay it is and how true love, whoever you are falling in love with, man, woman, it can be anything. It's genuine, and I hope and I wish to think, because our genuine love is really being perceived by everyone out there. It's being accepted positively. That's how I feel.
Yes. No, I mean, at the end of the day, as I said, I was looking at those comments, not because I wanted to see if I'm being judged. Or, I mean, as I said, I am super happy. And I am super lucky that I have this confidence and acceptance in myself that it's not going to bother me. But still in general, you know, society in general, and to understand, like, you know, our surroundings and our environment and how things are changing. I mean, amazing, you know, from all these hundreds of comments, you know, there was only love and support, which was a super positive, you know, a positive thing, like, to see.
Which hopefully paves the way for more, for anyone out there who is willing to come out and accept themselves. Hopefully, that is what I'd like to think. I might be being super optimistic, yeah, I hope. But I do hope that is the case.
No, it's good to be optimistic.
No, it is. Exactly. No, but I really, really hope that it's because things are changing. And we're finally seeing that it is okay. And everyone out there is accepting, if not only us, but anyone who is in the same situation.
Is there anything that you guys want to share as a message to our listeners about living freely as yourself and not kind of worrying so much about coming out? And I mean, obviously some people have very legitimate fears, but what is your message to them?
This is a difficult one. Very difficult, because I can understand, because now I'll tell them, it's, you know, just do it. It feels so liberating after you've done it. But knowing that I did take some time to go through it, I feel a little bit unfair saying, just do it because you'll feel so much better. But at the end of the day, love is love. And sort of when you're so sort of it's genuine love, and no one should never feel like you shouldn't be showing who you truly are, number one, to yourself and to people around you. Never feel never feel embarrassed or shy or guilty of your feelings, of your true self. And it's not only about being gay, it's not about being only about being a lesbian, because I feel that in society people think that being happy is being beautiful, being skinny, being loved by everyone, and that is when you are truly happy, and all these boxes that you should tick, because that is when you're ultimately happy. But no, you are happy only when you are true to yourself, when you realize and understand who you truly are, and being okay with yourself. And once you are okay with yourself, you accept yourself, you will feel free and you will be truly, truly happy. I don't know if I managed to get my message across, but I just want people to stop feeling like they should be judging anyone, and don't feel embarrassed to show your true feelings. Don't feel guilty to show your true feelings. Be happy with who you are. Be you. Be you. Be you. I have so much to say.
Okay, you want to give me a secondary?
No, imagine.
No, but basically it's very much, you know, she mentioned, I think, covered it all. But in my case, it is, you know, something that she was saying earlier. You're always going to be judged. We're all going to be judged, no matter if we are gay or straight or, you know, our careers or anything we say or anything we do. So judgment is all around us. Criticism is all around us. And the only thing that helps us, you know, overcome this judgment and overcome this criticism is confidence in ourselves, is us being happy with ourselves. So at the end of the day, yes, the fear is real. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know, it's super easy. Just go ahead and do it. I already said this, everyone has different experiences. So in my case, other than the 7-year battle with myself, I had an amazing support system. But when, as I said before, you weigh out, you know, coming out, risking to a certain point or finding the confidence, let's say, to come out, you know, and there are people or certain people who don't accept you when you just want to be happy and just want to live your true self. That is something that you should face to find kind of inner peace and happiness at the end of the day. You know, the community, I think there is, the community is growing, I would say, here, you know. So I think there'll always be, you know, there'll always be support there from, and the love from other people and people just wanting you to be kind of happy. So I think taking the plunge and really, you know, finding a way to be true and happy with yourself will be all worth it in the end. It's hard and there will be hurdles, but I think the ultimate kind of the end will be super worth it.
Thanks for listening to More Than Friends. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your platform of choice to get notified about our next episode. If you or someone you know is struggling with their sexuality, there's help out there. ARC, Richmond Foundation, and MGRM offer support services for people of all ages.